This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's one notable fact about this morning's execution in North Carolina. If it had not been precisely the 1,000th execution since the death penalty returned to the United States, most people would never hear about it. The death penalty is common enough that most executions never make big news. In this case, the man on death row was Kenneth Lee Boyd. He did not deny his crime. He killed his estranged wife and his father-in-law, and he did it in front of his own children. He was put to death early this morning at the Central Prison in Raleigh, North Carolina, where anti-death penalty activists held a vigil.
We pray to the Lord.
We're all on death row.
We're all on death row, they said. Sheriff Sam Page witnessed the execution.
What I would ask you to do is not forget the victims of this crime, their family, their kids, their grandkids. Pray for them.
Reporter Lauren Madelon of member station WUNC was at the prison. And Lauren, what did you see outside the prison?
Well, as you approach the entrance, Steve, one could see a tapestry of candlelight sort of flanking the night sky, candles being held aloft by people from states as far away as Alaska. People came here from Oklahoma, from Texas, from the nation's capital, from Florida, from Massachusetts. There were ordinary citizens as well as people representing specific anti-death penalty groups who'd come to not specifically talk about this case per se, but really to highlight it as the 1,000th execution since the reinstatement of the death penalty by the United States Supreme Court. It was very cold and very chilly. It was a rather subdued atmosphere. There had been reports that people were going to make it something of a media circus. I think it'd be fair to say that wasn't the case. It was a rather understated affair.
So people were making a larger point outside the prison. Inside the prison, an execution was taking place. What did you hear from witnesses?
The witnesses who came out spoke about a solemn occasion, to use their descriptions. They were not able to hear the inmate. They were able to see what was described as very expressive facial expressions. They saw him mouthing words to his daughter-in-law, who was seated there. His last words were apparently to her, through the warden, that she should take care of their family, and that he said God bless to everybody inside the room.
Kenneth Lee Boyd was put to death by lethal injection early this morning. Lauren Madelon, thanks very much. We're going to go now to Andrea Weigel, legal affairs correspondent for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's been covering this case. And can you tell us how big a case this was in North Carolina?
Well, leading up to this week, it was not as big a case as some previous executions we've had in the last month. But as soon as this numerical circumstance happened, I mean, the forces mobilized in North Carolina, the anti-death penalty forces, that is.
Other cases had been going on at the same time, other death penalty cases?
Yes, we had two prior executions within the last 30 days.
Tell me a little bit about the other crimes.
Stephen Van McCone was the first to be executed, and he had killed his mother and stepfather. And then Elias Sirianni killed his wife. Now, that case got the most national attention. His four children went on Larry King Live and the morning shows pleading for their father not to be executed. He was their only connection to their mother, and they didn't want to lose that.
I understand all these executions have taken place in a state where there's great misgiving about the death penalty. What's happening in North Carolina?
Well, in the last several years, we've had several exonerations, including one involving a former death row inmate. And all of those cases, I think, are causing the public to wonder about capital punishment, to wonder about the criminal justice system. And so we've been having a debate in North Carolina about a moratorium on the death penalty so that it can be studied.
Any sense of how the most recent executions might affect the public debate in North Carolina?
I think there was a wide outcry, especially in the Elias Sirianni case. People seemed very moved by those children's pleas for their father's life. And I think now this 1,000th execution with Kenneth Lee Boyd certainly heightens the public's awareness about the debate in North Carolina.
We should mention that Kenneth Lee Boyd does not seem like nearly such a sympathetic character from what we've learned about him.
No. I mean, he admits his crime. He went on a rampage in that house, shot his estranged wife 9 times, pausing to reload. And all of this happened in front of two of his children who could have been killed. There's not a lot of sympathy, not as much as there was for Elias Sirianni.
Andrea Weigel is legal affairs correspondent for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.